Today on Mr. Media, I'll talk to Nikki Anders, one of the mentors of the Oxygen Network's new Glee spinoff, The Glee Project. Stick around. So much media, so little time. Who keeps track of it all? That would be me. This is Bob Andelman, and this is a Mr. Media interview. You know, MrMedia.com, MrMedia.com. Stop by and check it out. There are more than 700 archived celebrity and pop culture interviews for your listening pleasure. The show is brought to you today by Audible. Audible is offering Mr. Media listeners a free audiobook download and a 14-day trial offer to give you a chance to check out their very cool service. I love listening to books on tape. If you've never tried it before, actors or sometimes the authors themselves read to you. It's great for the commute, the beach, or even unwinding before bed. You can choose a free audiobook from Audible's enormous library of titles, including today's top music-related bestsellers, such as Kiss and Make Up by Gene Simmons, The Man Called Cash by Steve Turner, or even one of my recent favorites, Keith Richards' Life. You can also download Will Eisner's A Spirited Life. It's the biography of the comic book and graphic novel legend, which I wrote and will read to you personally. To download your free audiobook today, go to audibletrial.com/radio. Again, that's audibletrial.com/radio for your free audiobook. Mr. Media is recorded live before a studio audience of people who think Ryan Murphy can sing no wrong in the new media capital of the world, St. Petersburg, Florida.
This season on
The Glee Project.
I want to be in The Glee Project.
Y'all, if you look horrible and stupid, I'll kill you.
Yeah. Yeah.
You got more than that. You got double that.
You're going to be gay for a day.
Just a day.
Are they going to expect us to kiss?
You got to kiss me.
Oh, my God, my heart is pounding really hard. I've never actually been kissed.
I'm like a koala bear. I can't be sexy.
Yeah.
Whoa.
Cut. What happened?
I can't do this.
I just feel like a loser.
What am I supposed to do?
Deal with it.
You shouldn't make me upset all the time.
Don't freaking blame this on me, okay?
I feel like I've cheated.
Oh my God.
I'm gonna give the performance of my life.
I'm going to go for it. I mean, obviously I'm here because I want this so bad.
I'm going to do this. I'm going to go full out, and I'm going to put all of me out there.
Only one person is getting in the show.
You have won the Glee Project.
From the producers of Glee, the Glee Project. So new. Every Sunday at 9, 8 Central. Only on Oxygen.
If NBC Universal can't beat Fox's Glee, why not join it? That seems to be the message behind the Oxygen Network's 10-episode summer series, The Glee Project, which debuts Sunday, June 12th at 9 p.m. Led by Robert Ulrich, the casting director for Glee itself, The Glee Project is a clever idea to maintain momentum for the fictional series by attaching it to a nonfiction reality search for the next potential star of Glee. Now, you think that's ridiculous? Read up on what Darren Criss was doing before he came out of nowhere to become a Glee star. The winner will follow the Glee Project with a multi-episode guest-starring role on Glee, and who knows where that unique opportunity might take them. Joining me to talk about the Glee Project is one of the show's mentors, Nikki Anders. Nikki, welcome to Mr. Media.
Thank you so much. That was one of the most entertaining and truthful introductions I've heard.
Really?
Yeah, I loved it. I was just laughing. It was so perfect. I loved it.
Well, thank you. That's very sweet. What a great way to start the day. And Nikki, before we talk about the Glee Project, could you tell folks a little bit about your background and connection to Glee itself?
My background, I've actually been in the music business for about 16 years, mm-hmm. and I've been a successful recording artist, a failed recording artist. I've been a songwriter, a producer, worked on projects anywhere from Backstreet Boys to High School Musical and Miley Cyrus. And then got involved in Glee. My husband is the executive music producer of Glee, and he and I have always been a team, and I help arrange the vocals, produce the vocals, and I sing some of the guide leads for one of the main characters. So I'm intimately involved in the music side of Glee, and we just carried that on through the Glee project.
Well, and that's what I want to ask you about. Now, what, you know, someone says, hey, let's do the Glee project. You go, oh, come on. But, I mean, it sounds like it's a real serious attempt to expand the brand and also do something constructive.
Yeah, you're exactly right. I actually thought the same thing. I thought, oh, gosh, can the world handle more Glee? I don't think I can handle more Glee. But this is, yeah, it became this serious and amazing show that really reaches into the heart of these kids and the heart of what Glee is about. And it's about acceptance and the underdog getting a chance. And it's really special. It's a unique show. And I was really, at first, didn't want to be a part. But then by the second episode, I was like, oh, these kids have got me already. They're just talented and they've got so much heart. It really inspired me to realize and remember the reason why I'm doing this in the first place.
Now, is it a, you know, we see so many reality competitions and shows. Is it focused on the singing, or do we also see, we also going to see the kids, like in a Top Chef episode, be told to sing with apples and peanut butter in your mouth or something stupid like that?
That's hilarious. Well, I think what we tried to do is incorporate all the elements of Glee. So there is singing, of course. There's dancing and there's acting. Basically, all the contenders record a song in the studio. They make a video, and in the video, you're lip-syncing and you're doing dance moves and acting for the camera, really. So it tries to incorporate all the things that you would have to do on Glee. And, yeah, there are some challenges to make it, you know, as the competition gets, you know, down to the wire. Mm. We really had to split hairs and make it highly competitive because all of these kids are really talented. So we had to separate the men from the boys in some way.
How much of it was mapped out ahead of time? I mean, when you haven't done something, when you haven't done this show before, is it possible to map it all out ahead of time, or do some things change in the course of taping as you see what's working and what's not?
Yeah, it was pretty much mapped out. There was a beautiful outline. And then once we got into reality, we realized that there was some tweaking that needed to happen. And that, I think, made it, you know, very true and authentic to the show and also to the contenders. You know, you're also dealing with a unique set of 12 individuals. And it was a challenge, though, just getting all of this done in a short period of time. You know, usually these competitions are about one thing and one thing only, and this incorporates so many things that to get a good look at each one was very difficult.
Now, do you think if there's a second season, you could work in my apple and peanut butter singing competition?
Oh, definitely. Now that you mentioned it, I would enjoy that. More eating with singing, please.
Yeah, just everybody stand back, please. Now, what can you tell us ahead of the premiere about some of the competing singers?
Oh, the contenders, they all, I would say they are just all unique individuals. They're contenders that you wouldn't see on your normal American Idol or any other competition show. You know, they are from all over the country and international. Mm-hmm. They're all gifted in all areas, but they all have their own special gift, too. I mean, they're not, you've got one that's the best singer, one that's the best dancer, one that's the best actor or actress, and they really are unique personalities. They're underdogs. They're people that sometimes probably wouldn't get a shot at being a star in any other format than on Glee. And I think that is a special thing to this show that brings out a lot of heart, because we also get to dig so deep into their personal lives and their personal story and try to break down any barriers that have been preventing them from living their dream up to this point. And I think that was the really rewarding part of the show. Beyond the talent was the personal level and getting to break down those barriers.
Now, on American Idol, it sometimes has worked out that the people who finish second, third, and even fourth have actually gone on to have better careers than the person who wins. Do you think there's enough talent
right.
on this show that we'll see these people who are competing pop up in other places?
You know what? I really do think that a lot of these contenders will have a career after the show. If the show does well, of mm-hmm. course. They're not all going to be recording artists per se, but I think there's a lot of great actors in this bunch. There's maybe on the dancing side and definitely on the singing side as well. I just feel like there's so many options to pursue if this show's successful, to see these kids and, when they do their thing, there's some serious talent in there. Mm-hmm. And, I'd love it if they were able to use this as a platform.
Well, last question, because I know we're going to run out of time. What can a mentor like yourself bring to these kids? How much can you help them or guide them or at least just keep them on the right path?
Well, I think during the show, I actually felt like I was doing what I set out to do in the first place, and that was to be a safe haven and a somewhat of a home to these kids. I have been through so much in the business myself and done so many different aspects of it. So I feel like I have a really great perspective in which to lend an ear and lend my advice. And so that during the show, but even after the show, I do hope that they would feel comfortable just asking my advice or guidance in any way. I mean, I'm not going to be actively involved, I'm sure, but I do feel like that's when you've gone through as many things as I've gone through in the business, if I can't pass it on to somebody, then it was for nothing. Mm-hmm. So I hope that can continue.
Well, folks, listen, you can catch the debut of the Glee Project on the Oxygen Network on Sunday, June 12th at 9 p.m., and it continues in that time slot for the next 9 weeks. Nikki, can folks find you on Twitter or Facebook, any of that kind of stuff?
They can find me on Facebook.
All right. Well,
and hopefully Twitter in the future if I can get around to it.
Well, have people do that for you, you know?
Yes, I know. They've been bugging me to do it, and I thought, all right.
Well, Nikki Anders, it was delightful to have you, and thank you so much for joining us on Mr. Media today.
Oh, I appreciate it. Thank you so much.
My pleasure. Take care.
All right, you too.
Bye-bye. For more original interviews with America's top TV stars, surf over to our main website, MrMedia.com, MRMedia.com. If you enjoyed today's show, subscribe for free to Mr. Media via email, RSS, or iTunes, and you'll never miss a show. You can also listen with a piece of string and a tin can in many locations. And show your support for Mr. Media by supporting our sponsors, including Audible. To download your free audiobook today, go to audibletrial.com/radio. Again, that's audibletrial.com/radio. for your free audiobook. We're also supported by thepartyauthority.us. Call DJ Ira for all your party entertainment needs nationwide at 1-800-DIAL-DJS or visit their website, thepartyauthority.us. If you've got an idea for a guest, a comment on today's show, or would like to advertise on Mr. Media, email me directly at bob@mrmedia.com. You can also leave a voice message that might be used on a future Mr. Media show by calling 1-727-498-4711. You can also follow Mr. Media on Facebook, Twitter, or our new YouTube video channel. Thanks so much for joining us today. I really appreciate you sharing a piece of your day with Mr. Media. Thanks for listening.
Hey, did you know that you can listen to the latest Mr. Media on your phone with the Stitcher app? Stitcher is smart radio for your smartphone. Mr. Media is on demand and on the go with Stitcher. Download Stitcher for your phone today. Get the free download at Stitcher.com. That's Stitcher.com.
Hi, this is Kurt Smith from Tears for Fears. And yes, I'm to blame for Mr. Media being married. Sorry, girl.